A Jewish journal article, Cain and God. After Abel's blood ran off down its throat, the earth writhed away from Cain's hand, curling in shame from his foot, his tools, his fingers. It asked for the sun's drought, for the downpour. It begged to be clogged with stones or with clay, to become useless loam, relinquished ground. Cain tried to cajole and flatter the soil, but it only sank further from his words, each season erasing all he had learned. The grass wouldn't even become his bed, so that he looked for sleep in the mountains, and gave his body so wholly to stone, that cities sprang from his endless exile. The home, the street, the building and the wall, the crowd, the commerce and every contest, of skill and strength only meant to mimic, the work and study that the ground deserved, the round year, fickle weather, and the brutal, yearly hazard of flood or starvation. And Cain made the city to distract. So here's security. Here's music, here's war, here's the smith, here's smoke and achievement, here are the poet's pale imitations. But he was never convinced, never forgot, the God who was too young to understand the totality of his creation, and Cain, too new and confused to discern the puzzle of God, the force of passion, and his addiction to the growing earth, the full mad fever of the first farmer. No more evil than Abel was pious. The soil only accepted Cain when he was lowered as a corpse into the clay. Nothing grew on that hill, no wanderers or animals ever stopped there for shade, but still a buzzing dissatisfied hum seemed to hover and linger on the spot. Cain and his desperation, his questions. God and his questions, his desperation. Tim Miller's poetry and essays have appeared in Parabola, The Wisdom Daily, Jewish Literary Journal, Cranig, Southward, London Grip, Poethead, and others across the US and UK. Two recent books include Bone Antler Stone, Poetry, The High Window Press, and the long narrative poem To the House of the Sun, S4N Books.